Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cardenas out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Goss reaches second base with a double. Robinson throws the ball into Freese, who tags Goss trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss, who is chasing the ball. Freeze reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freeze scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harper. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Lillis goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 1, Astros, 1. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Astros 1. The Reds will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harper, who is chasing the ball. Warwick reaches third base with a triple. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harper. Staub reaches second base with a double. Warwick scores. It's Reds, 2, Astros, 2. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lillis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 2. The Reds will come to bat. J.C. Hartman now playing shortstop. Bob Lillis now playing second base. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 0 in the game. Nuxhall hits a line drive towards short. Hartman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a pop-up towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis pinch hits for Hal Brown. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 2. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Woodshick now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Warwick hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bateman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bateman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goss hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-3 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartman hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Freese strikes out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Freese moves to second. Wally Post pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields it and throws to second for the out. Freese moves to third. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 4 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards short. Hartman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub bunts towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with Rose covering, for the out. Warwick moves to second. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warwick scores. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.